3, 2, 1.
What will the world look like 10 or 20 years from now? The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a peek. And we can't wait to show you what's coming. Subscribe now.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, online marketplaces like eBay are turbocharging their searches with artificial intelligence. We'll hear about how this could make for a better shopping experience from WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Jinju Lee. And then, Tesla CEO Elon Musk is betting big on making robotaxis a centerpiece of the company's long-term strategy. WSJ reporter Ryan Felton tells us what we know about the technology so far. But first, have you ever searched for something on an online marketplace like Etsy or eBay, only to find things that were not quite what you were looking for? Well, those companies are hoping that AI could help with that. WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Jinju Lee is here to tell us how AI could make these platforms better for users and sellers. Jinju, why are some online marketplaces interested in adding AI to their searches?
Yeah, so online marketplaces like Etsy, eBay, ThredUp, they all make money every time there's a transaction on their platform. So they have an incentive to make sure that they remove any kind of friction that stands in the way of more transactions happening. And the thing is, these marketplaces have so many listings that there are probably opportunities for more transactions to happen if there was better search functionality.
Do we have a sense of when we might encounter these AI-powered searches on these sites?
We're already seeing AI being used. For instance, Etsy launched something called Gift Mode, where you can select features of the person you are gifting to, like whether it's your mother or a friend, the occasion, whether it's a birthday or get well gift, and then that person's interests, and Etsy will give you curated selection of gifts. And for Etsy, this is even more important because the average search yields like 10,000 results or something like that. And a lot of people go on there to discover things. And there may be things on the platform that they don't even know exist. ThredUp, they are a marketplace for secondhand clothes. So far, what they've said is that previously they've had to tag clothes based on a handful of attributes. Things like color, pattern, is it a dress, is it pants, things like that. But using machine learning, now they're getting to a point where they can tag like hundreds of attributes and also glean from those attributes what it is you're looking for. One of the examples they used was you could look up, for instance, Stevie Nicks, and it'll give you boho dresses. And that's something that wouldn't have been possible before. I tried this myself, and it's kind of a hit or miss. I tried Taylor Swift, and it doesn't have the same effect, but, you know, it's getting there.
What are some of the longer-term uses of AI for these companies?
What would be ideal in the future is if you can get to a place where you can have a conversational search, just like ChatGPT, where you could ask very complex things. That may take a bit of time, though. None of the companies have given specific timelines on that because it'll probably take quite a bit of time and money to get there. Morgan Stanley estimated that those kinds of queries are 5 times as expensive as normal search queries. So cost is an obstacle. The time it takes for these large language models to process also is an issue. Online shoppers are impatient. There are stats out there that show that if a search goes from 1 second to 5 seconds, then there's a 90% higher probability that you'll just bounce out of the website.
That was our Heard on the Street columnist Jinju Lee. Coming up, what will it take for Tesla's robotaxis to be driving in the streets? More after the break.
What then will the future reveal?
There's one thing we know about the future. It's being built now.
We all have a stake in the future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
And the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a glimpse of what's on the way. I'm Danny Lewis. Join us as we dig into how science and technology are shaping the future.
For that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has made it clear that robotaxis are an important part of the company's long-term strategy. This summer, Tesla plans to show a future model, but the company will need to overcome tech and regulatory hurdles before its fully autonomous vehicles become a reality. WSJ reporter Ryan Felton joins us now with more on what we know about the vehicle and what it will take to get it on the road. Ryan, what do we know about Tesla's future model of its robotaxi?
Elon Musk a couple of years ago said that the company was planning a what it called like a dedicated robotaxi that would not have the sort of traditional controls that you or I would be familiar with in a car, like steering wheel, brakes.
How would Tesla's robotaxi differ from other autonomous vehicles that are already out there?
The two main examples that exist right now are Alphabet has its Waymo division, which has robotaxi services in a couple spots. And General Motors Cruise had driverless cars running around a few cities until an incident last fall led them to suspend operations. Those vehicles are primarily different because they are essentially retrofitted. So you can get into one of their cars and you'll see like it still has a steering wheel. But then they also use things that are radar and a more intense radar called LIDAR uses lasers. Those are really expensive and make these vehicles run into the six figures to produce. And so the difference with Tesla is Elon and the company have said for years that they can get to a safe, fully autonomous system just using cameras and now with artificial intelligence.
How does CEO Elon Musk say Tesla's robotaxis would work in practice?
The main idea at this point is that Tesla wants to launch what's essentially would be like a competitor to Uber. And Tesla would own a fleet of vehicles, he said on the most recent earnings call, that would be used on this network and they would be fully autonomous, presumably. And then owners of like a Model Y or a Model 3 would also be able to put their car up for usage when they're not using it.
What are some of the technological hurdles that Tesla will have to overcome to make these robotaxis?
It's like the $10 million question. At this point, a lot of folks who have used the latest version of full self-driving have been pretty complimentary of it, at least those who have spoken publicly. I mean, there have been some who have explained why it's still clearly in development. It still needs to be able to navigate in and around all of these cities that it might be deployed, which we don't know where they may try to do a fully unsupervised full self-driving at this point. But one other key difference is between like Tesla and Waymo is Waymo, they're operating in like a limited space. And in theory, full self-driving is supposed to at some point be able to be used wherever you want to use it. It's just going to be the challenge of the cars learning how to navigate all the roads and the software being built up to do so safely. And another hurdle that will be interesting to follow and see is even these companies like Waymo and Cruise, which you can go and get into a car that doesn't have a driver and it'll tool around. And these cars still wind up in situations where they need help. And those companies employ teams of humans to intervene and help out in those scenarios.
How about regulatory hurdles?
At the federal level, you really just have some loose guidance that says you can test vehicles. Beyond that, you have to go through this whole song and dance. A good example is Amazon has a subsidiary called Zoox that's making a robotaxi. In those instances, be able to say that these vehicles meet federal safety standards, even though they don't have things like a steering wheel or brakes. So that's a challenge just at the federal level, because there isn't clear guidance at this point what needs to be done to ensure a robotaxi meets certain safety standards. It's still in flux. At the state level, it's all over the map. There's some states that haven't addressed the reality that there are companies making this stuff. And then there's a state like California that you have to go obtain permits. If you want to just test a vehicle without a driver, then you have to obtain another permit. if you want to start carting passengers around for free, and then you have to obtain another permit if you want to charge people.
That was our reporter, Ryan Felton. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsap. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.